Next, we hear The Lesbian Show. Kwanzaa, a celebration with candles and libation, a holiday with dance and drum, a ceremony among lesbian women, produced by Donna Allegra.
I'd like to offer this cup of libation. First in the name of our ancestors, then in the names of our black gods and goddesses, then in the names of our children, and lastly in the names of ourselves. May we always reaffirm the seven principles of Kwanzaa, and may we always be together.
Amen. Kwanzaa is a holiday of the first fruits. Traditionally, in African society, it was a time when black people came together to enjoy one another, to reinforce each other's beliefs, to enjoy each other's company, and to know ourselves as we reflect each other. This past Kwanzaa, from December 26th through January 1st, the women of South Sasol made the holiday a woman right. We were a family of women creating a nation. For each of the 7 days of Kwanzaa, each day dedicated to a principle, umoja, unity, kujijakulia, self-determination, ujima, collective work and responsibility, ujamaa, cooperative works and economics, nia, purpose, Kumba, creativity, and Imani, faith. For each of those 7 days, women gathered together at a different home each night and burst in celebration. The specifics of the Kwanzaa ceremony are to greet each person who enters the house with the phrase, Habari Gani, what's happening? The woman answers with the name of that day's principal. When the time is right and the room When the time is ripe and the room is filled with women, the people in the Kwanzaa circle begin the discussion. The symbols of the Kwanzaa table are the ankh, corn, fruits and vegetables, the candle holder and 7 candles for each day. The meaning of the symbols is generally explained each night. Even though some people came night after night, there were always new faces all the time. Kwanzaa is a spiritual ceremony, and so it is an occasion to pour libation for the sisters who came before us, our ancestor women, the goddesses and gods who know our plight and who bless us, and to our children, who are our future. After the libation, we all drink from the unity cup. Every woman in the room, whether 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70, took a drink and affirms the toast, Harambe, which means pull together. Each night new women came, and some women came every night to be with the family that we were soldering. After the ceremony, we would dance to canned music and to drummer women. We dance everything out and let each other know our love. Sometimes there are as many as 5 magic drummers gearing up and pulling a perfect machine into motion. When the party wound down at 4, 5, or 6 in the morning, women had been bathed in joy from the inside out. This Kwanzaa was a process of bringing up the areas in our lives that we would like to start shaping for ourselves and also for our community. We were a group of women who were holding each other and hugging each other and loving each other. We saw the black goddesses we spoke of and the best we had to offer. We were gathered together to feed and carry one another for the coming year. Working together is a back and forth process that sometimes is bumpy and can be painful. Living out the 7 principles of Kwanzaa, Umoja, Kujijakulia, Ujima, Ujamaa, Nia, Kuumba, and Imani takes work. It's the work of sitting down, thinking, and planning out. Perhaps that seems obvious, but the New York City pace is rush, fast, and instant. The tape we're about to present is a portion of the discussion of Imani, faith, the final principle that lets all the others hang together. Next we'll hear Sweet Honey and the Rocks sing a song about the 7 principles of Kwanzaa, and then we'll go back to that night in January where we talked about Imani.
Umoja, unity that brings us together.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together. Kujichagulia. Kujichagulia.
That we partake of the harvest, that we have been seeing the image of the harvest on the Kwanzaa table all week long, and now this is the night when we really partake of that.
Imani, faith, is
something that'll keep us going the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why it's the last night, because we went through self-determination and unity and everything. And now it's all of us coming together for this period of time. It's the faith that we have from each other forged around this unity built up now that should keep us tight the rest of the year.
When we went to go through each one of the principles, I'd always have to come back and think of Imani, because I have to have some kind of faith that each one of those principles are real and can work. I mean, I can know about the principle of economic cooperation in my head and know that that's good, something I may want, but I have to have faith that we can do it, you know? So for every principle, I kept finding myself talking about Imani as being related to every principle. I kind of see that Imani, every principle, you gotta have faith that that principle will be there. I also was thinking today about faith, like the opposite of fear. And that's you know, very important to remember. I know myself, I get afraid a lot on many different things, on many different levels. And at some point, I found out, while I have faith, I can't be afraid. Or when I'm afraid, if I try to have faith, if I'm afraid of what may happen to me on any level, if I try to have faith that it's going to be all right. One of the first things I had to learn was to have faith in sisters, because it wasn't natural for me to have faith in sisters. I had been socialized to distrust women, especially black women. I had to really make a conscious effort to have faith in women and faith in myself. It goes without saying, of course. But as long as I have faith, I can't be afraid. Or when I am afraid, I just say, well, I'm just going to trust that it's going to be all right. I feel inside it's going to be messed up, you know? But I'm going to ignore that and just try to have faith, you know? So I always like to pick up that idea of faith. And courage comes in there somewhere, but I'm not sure how it does that for me.
I think this is the power that we've always been talking about, that we wanted, the power of self-expression, the power of self-development, of self-exploration, the power of self-awareness, of searching, of seeking other people, of coming together, you know, the power of creating a nation, the power of having a community, of believing that we're capable, also believing that we're capable of not knowing. And that is part of learning, of growing up. And I think I've felt it. I've felt it every time. Yeah. With everyone, for so many different reasons. You know, the power of saying yes, of saying no. And it's all right. It's all part of being together, of knowing that we are individuals, and yet when we come together we're a group. But within, you know, that cohesiveness, there is a need, you know, to have our own different spaces. From the time I can remember, and I always speak of when, from the time I was very small, because that's where I learned to be who I am now. I always knew that in order for me to participate in anything with my mother or with the kids in the house, I had to go along with the program. And the program didn't always include me. In fact, most of the times it didn't, because my mother was bringing up her boys along with a girl. It wasn't, you know, she knew that the world was for the boys, not for the girl. You know, so that everything that she ever did was to train them to take their roles in life. And I was just there, you know, to eventually become somebody else's tail, you know? And so I always learned how to ingratiate myself, but also felt the pain of, why do I have to show you how worthwhile I am? Can't you see that? But in the process of saying that, I also found it difficult to find those things that were worthwhile in me. Mm-hmm. you know, because I was never taught to see myself as a worthwhile person. And it's only been very recent that I've been able to do it. Like last night, I had a very hard time at first when I went to the dance, because I have a hard time, you know, reaching out to people and saying, hey, you want to dance with me? Or you want to, you know, I have a really difficult time with that, because I was not socialized to participate with anyone other than my brothers and my mother in the household. You know, to go to school and, you know, you work, you know, you get married, that's it. You know, you don't socialize for the sake of the enjoyment of it, you know? It's to get somebody, you know? And so, last night, it took me a long time. I sat there in the chair for a long time, and I just sat and I said, and I closed my eyes and I said, do I want to sit here because that's what I want to do, or because I'm afraid? That I don't have enough faith in myself to get up and ask someone to dance and accept the fact that they may say yes or no. Mm-hmm. You know? And so what I did was, I said, look, I'm sitting here because I'm afraid. Okay, I'm sitting here because I'm afraid. So what am I going to do? Keep on sitting here? I said, yeah, I might do that. But I didn't. I got up and I went and I asked someone, and you better believe I didn't look at their eyes, because I, you know, I said, well, if they say no, I don't want them to see the pain in it. and you know, and it so happened that I got up and I said, hey, you want to dance? And I wound up dancing with seven people. And I said, oh my God, I can't believe, you know. But this is also part of the process. I mean, I'm 34 years old, you understand? But yet I'm a very little kid when it comes to doing anything, because what I have in my head as to how I should be has nothing to do with how I can interact with you. It really doesn't. It has something to do with how I can control, manipulate, how I can be oppressed. But to be a person is something that I'm learning now, you know, and I have faith that I can. So that when I'm around all of you, and you know, and I participate in whatever way, even if I'm quiet, you know, I'm feeling the strength and the power that we have individually and collectively to create the kind of nation that we want. Okay? And I'm really happy that, you know, that we've all come to this. Money.
Comes from dancing, or it comes from, like, last night was Kumba, you know, the creativity, you know. That's another thing that we really have to deal with, and really deal with our faith. The faith in ourselves to say, okay, I got a poem, I'm going to read it, you know. Or I got a song to sing, and I'm going to sing it, you know. Or I got a dance to dance, you know. Because that's part of the whole thing that we're into, too. And one of the things that's so supportive about Salsa Soul and the black women's community is that the fear of rejection is lessened a lot, because number one, we all are black. We're all, you know, third world, whatever you want to call it, you know, Africans to me, you know, and we all are lesbians, you know, which means that the rejection isn't as great as a smack in the face from general society, because how hard can your sister really smack you? It's with a loving smack, it's to say, hey, get your act more together, come back with it again. That's the faith I have in sisters, that they're not really putting me down when they say, Adita, you know, do this or do that, or, you know, something like that. They're trying to give me it's constructive criticism, as opposed to the kind of criticism that makes you want to go home and, you know, take pills or do something crazy like that, you know. So, I mean, that's the kind of faith we have to have in each other, accept from each other, and build up in ourselves to be able to give it back to other sisters, too. They want sisters to say, I want to do, say, go ahead, do it, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there.
Working and building.
My feeling of faith goes up and down. I think if it's any one principle, I have the most problem with is faith. And people feel that I don't. And they say, well, I don't see how you deal with so-and-so, and I don't see how you deal with all these people, and I don't see how I wouldn't be bothered with. And they say, you must have a lot of faith. My concept of that is a little warped, being brought up Catholic.
Ooh.
Most of my life, I have trouble with faith, you know, in the word. And because it means you're supposed to believe, you know, implicitly, you know, totally. And I don't believe in anything totally. I'm trying to work at believing in myself and each other. But totally, I feel like I'd be walking down the street so naked. If I sat here and said I believe in you totally, and even in myself totally, I couldn't keep going. So I do not have total faith. I work at faith. And one thing I'd like, in terms of Imani, to happen in 80 and in the future, in terms of faith, is for all of us to realize, like, we call the organization South to Soul, right? But that this organization, whatever it is because everybody put a little bit into it. And every single one of us in here has experienced similar fears, similar strengths, you know? Maybe not the same, but similar. And it's just like, I just hope that people will stop feeling that, oh, well, that's easy for her. She has no problem in that. Well, if I don't have no problem in that, goddamn it, I sure have problems in something else. Mm-hmm. If you got faith in anything, you have faith that I have fears, and I'm scared, and I'm weak at times, and I'm damn strong if I have to be, you know, and that you have those same things.
That's so true.
But by the set of conditions that we've all, or the different conditions, and some of the same ones, we all use them in different ways. My strengths come out where your weaknesses show. Mm-hmm. But if we, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, we'll exchange them. You know, I truly believe that.
You know, Sonia, I'm thinking, when I say that I have faith, I believe that whatever happens is okay. If I get hit by a car, there's a reason, you know, behind that that's going to, you know, work for my eventual good. It may not be in this lifetime, maybe the next. When I say I believe in folks, I understand that I have a very low threshold of pain. If you frown at me, I'm going to hurt. I'm not going to go to pieces and, you know, and get disabled, but it's going to hurt me. And, you know, when people do things, you know, that aren't in line with what I think they should do, that doesn't shake my faith in things or in people. Because, you know, you have to do what you have to do, and I have to do what I have to do. And a lot of times those things mesh, and sometimes they don't mesh, and they clash. And we have to work something out in the process. We learn a little bit about life and grow a little bit more. Like, I trust folks, but that doesn't mean that I don't get with, or people aren't going to with me. I know that's going to happen. I mean, that's life, and but at least we can deal with real life. We don't have to deal with, you know, racist stuff or sexist trips being put on us. You know, what goes on between us is real life. Finally, someplace where, you know, I don't have to be dealing out of fantasy or, you know, just so many layers of bullshit that shouldn't be here. At least we can deal with people, and people, you know, hurt each other and are good for each other and fuck with each other, and that's real life, and that's fine. How many, ever many lifetimes it takes to work our shit out, it's all going to turn out fine. And, you know, to me that speaks about my faith, you know. And it also, like, is an answer to what that woman said over there, you know, when sometimes people hurt you or you put your trust in them, sure they're going to hurt you. This is earth.
This is like earth. This is the world. You know, something that Sunen said about, she happened to say it about dancing and the dance last night, and her own, you know, indecision about whether to ask somebody to dance, and her fears and her faith. And it's funny, like, because last night I was talking with someone about the dance and how we were all up and how much we danced. And somebody just, you know, said something about, you know, you did not dance one dance with me. Mm-hmm. All right? And like it brought me down. Because, you know, for a minute I felt like,
you know, first of all, I'm not here to dance, make sure I dance with everybody, mm-hmm. because I'm sure everybody wasn't there to make sure they danced with me. And but more than that was, I felt like, I hope this organization will promote the image that about parties and dances, that when we have a dance, that people who come to our dance will see it as a space and a place where you do not have to follow that pattern and that program that has been, you know, that straight pattern. Like when you come to a dance, you sit and you wait, you know.
Or, you sit all night.
Yeah, or whatever those things are. You know, you notice that like three people dance a lot, like two people will be dancing, like, come on over here.
Yeah.
I think that's the most wonderful thing, because I know that is something that people still have trouble doing in lesbian bars, you know, gay bars, whatever, they still have trouble doing. They still follow that
couple,
that heterosexual pattern for entertaining and celebrating ourselves. That was a celebration. You want to get up there by yourself, that's what you're supposed to do.
I did.
Yep, me too.
And so when we used to even go to the bars, I remember we go to B&C's. And we'd be so full of our own energy and fun, we don't have no time to start playing the BNC game. And we just be all we'd go in there, and three of us, and you know, all numbers would be dancing. And people first said, oh, those so crazy women from that, you know. But they did like the energy, and there's a freedom in it. There's a freedom in it. And wherever we go, we should take those freedoms. The hardest part, like I said before, is just before you decide to do it.
You know,
that's the Betty to say, admonish.
Admonish, right.
And one thing, I will really remember that throughout the year when I'm afraid, and I'm frequently afraid. You know, I will remember this night here, sitting here, you know, and that will give me the strength to do a whole lot of things, to remember this night and the six nights that preceded it. You know, it will give me a lot of admonish to do all those different things I got to do, and I got a whole lot of shit to do this year.
Jama.
We'll spend our money wisely.
Ujama.
We'll spend our money wisely.
Less than 10 years ago, there were less than 10 black women who wanted to organize around the fact that they were lesbians.
And to really think, like 2 years ago, when I got up enough courage to say, I'm gonna check out where is this South of Soul organization I've been hearing about, find out where are these gay women, and walked in there with Naima, and everyone was talking about Christmas cards and whatnot, and I sat down, and I said, I'm talking to myself, no, wait a minute, all this, you know, courage that I built up to get here and whatnot, and the organization, everyone's talking about Christmas and Christmas cards, you know. You know, what's going on with Kwanzaa, you know. I really hope that, you know, that tonight would, you know, would be a reality as a result of that, you know.
You know, Imani just said about starting Kwanzaa. You officiated over the first Kwanzaa celebration, I think, that the group had, right? Now, what happened was, in the organization, all the women were talking about Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. You know, a couple of us were talking about Kwanzaa. I knew about Kwanzaa, but I didn't have the energy, you know, to, you know, well, let's have Kwanzaa, you know. And what happened was, you said, I like this space, and I like what these women are about. You know, let me try to add this component to our community, all right? You didn't wait and say, why don't they do it? Let 4 years go past. Oh, why don't they do it? You said, you know, you talked to somebody, you wanted this in this community, and that's what we are, and in this space, we are like being here. And that's what we could do with almost every facet of what you need. You know, you did it with art. You did, you know, so many things. You know, my feeling is to do it with the faith that eventually, one of the biggest things that might stem out of the New York third world lesbian community is alternative. We do not have to do everything the way it has been laid down for us by heterosexuals, by whites, by men, by our mothers. Alternative in almost everything we do. We don't have to do it the same way and make these same mistakes. And we don't have to legitimize ourselves. One of the first things we ever wrote was that this organization was set up to be an alternative. An alternative. Now they said alternative to the bars at that time. That was something that more women could relate to right away. You know, we knew in the bars you just danced, you drank, and you played pool. You know, you really didn't get a chance to talk, couldn't hear, or whatever. Well, it was supposed to be an alternative to the bar, so that was something they could relate to. Or something different than just the bars. Not eliminating the bars, adding to. Mm-hmm. Right? And we go on from there in every level. We are not sanctioned. We are not approved of. But we will make ourselves that for us. You know, and I was losing the faith that, the women wanted to do it. I really was. I thought it was just gonna go. And honey, this, and you know what's been happening, like in terms of us having the membership meetings and, you know, the heaviness that had prevailed at that time. And no sooner as Kwanzaa started, it was like, I'm telling you, you know, and I see the community is here. And each different group is going to add to the community and make of it what they need.